Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
So we discussed what happened over the weekend with the DA. And we discussed that currently they're not on good terms, the ANC. On Monday, Helen Zille came out and she spoke about how the DA still has a trump card that they're keeping close to their chest. They're not really going to play it unless they feel it absolutely necessary. This is what she had to say.
Certainly have a motion of no confidence against the president up our sleeve, but we always say that our action must be commensurate to the infringement. Taking a motion of no confidence is the nuclear option because we will bring the government down most likely. We counted heads and we think that we are going to have 196 or 197 votes out of 400 for a motion of no confidence. The ANC has never once yet in the history of our parliament got all its parliamentarians into the House, even with a three-line whip. So the question remains, will they have a full caucus in the House? I very much doubt it. And then certainly if it's a secret ballot, that motion of no confidence would carry. But that would bring the government down. And then you have to think very carefully. Is the infringement commensurate with the action, and are there other mechanisms? And we hold the card of bringing down the government, but we will not use it lightly, and we will use it when all other options have failed.
Yeah. Now, currently the ANC does not have a parliamentary majority. So they would be vulnerable, strictly speaking, if they were just standing by themselves and a motion of no confidence was tabled. In the past, whenever this has happened, everybody was chilled because the ANC had a parliamentary majority. And in order for it to pass, you need a 50 plus one. So 50% plus one extra vote, wherever that vote may come from, right? That's why they made a big deal of a secret ballot, etc. and so on, because they're hoping that some people within the ANC would defect and essentially vote out then-President Zuma, right? The EFF, Julius Malema, came out and he said, you know, currently, as things stand, they as the EFF would vote with the DA if a motion of no confidence was tabled.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that does change things a little bit, right? Because if you look at the EFF's numbers, you look at the DA's numbers, already it gets you to round about that 30% mark, mm-hmm. right? Then they'll just need 20 more from anywhere else and they'll be good to go. So let's say if, for example, the DA tabled a motion of no confidence, we can assume they're all going to vote by themselves. The EFF supported them. They would then need maybe the MK party and then one other smaller party. And it could be curtains for the ANC.
Yeah.
Do you think that would happen? In whose best interest is it? Because Julius Malema then went on to say, if this happened, South Africa would then get a white president. And he said that as a warning. He said, I warn you, South Africa, you're going to have a white president in John Steenhuisen.
So he's threatening, and then he's saying, I warn you, on top of that.
100%. He's saying they don't want to do it, but the ANC is forcing us.
I don't think they have the muscle. As much as... I think the MK party is unpredictable, firstly.
Yeah.
So you never know if you'll really have them on board. So I don't think it'll pass. I don't think it's strong enough.
But if anybody were to want to remove President Cyril Ramaphosa, it would be the MK, wouldn't it?
Mm.
But to side with the DA while doing
Exactly.
To hurt Ramaphosa, the ANC of Ramaphosa, as they call it, I definitely see it happening. MK, of course, but I don't think the DA will go ahead. I don't think the people funding the DA will even allow them, you know, to go ahead with it. I feel like it's an empty threat, but I think the MK could, if in theory, you know, it were to happen. The MK definitely, to remove Ramaphosa, Jacob Zuma is very happy to do that.
Give us a shout and let us know what your thoughts are. This is Julius Malema's clip.
And I want to warn you that this country will have a white president. This country will have Steenhuisen as a president if the ANC is going to behave the way it's behaving. Because the motion of no confidence will come, we'll vote with the DA, mobilize all those who can mobilize. We vote together with the DA against the president. And then when it is time to elect a president, we abstain and the ANC loses.
And it's not the first time that he said this, by the way. He said this earlier, Now, I guess it just seems to be, it's a critical time. Because the DA, I don't think the DA has ever been this upset at the ANC before. Give us a shout. I want to hear from you. Do you think this is a realistic possibility? Or is it just the DA throwing an empty threat again?
Let DA call their bluff. It would actually be a way, for lack of a better word, that would form another coalition, because Juju being Juju and his power-hungry theatrics is that he's actually, by his statement, was actually speaking to Cyril to say, if the motion of no confidence gets in, I'm there. So already he's already bargaining or negotiating, for lack of a better word, in advance. You just need to read in between the lines.
100%. That's really why he said it. So Mutlu was asking, he's threatening and warning us at the same time. He's threatening the ANC and warning the citizens. It's a double message. So the ANC is like, hey, pass up. And then to us, it's Ninanzo won.
The curtains are dirty. I guess let's just burn the house. This is to nobody's advantage. This benefits nobody. Le parliament listener works for nobody but themselves. Angazuthi umphakathi wala eMzansi kuyenzakalani ngathi, but this is where we are. This is where we at. Angazuthi bonke abantu bafila kanjani about this thing.
Sizwe, I am not trying to be fun here, but I am with Julius here. We need again a white president. Look, what happened in the past happened, and we can't change the unfortunately, you know, but we do need a white president so that azoklina lonke lokuqaba lo. Have you seen the state of Johannesburg CBD? Oh, Nkosiya. Iyathusa. Iyathusa Joburg. Joburg is not what it used to be. There's buildings. Why doesn't I say before 1994? You know, the state of Joburg. I'm with Julius here. Julius, all right, we need a white president. Simple and finished.
Haibo. Easy as that.
Good morning, Kaya family. I do not think that DA is making an empty threat. At the same time, I do not think that the EFF and the MK party would actually vote with the DA simply because of fear of the unknown, fear of having a white president. That is the one thing that would be an advantage to the ANC, because we all know how Julius feels. And I do not think that Ubaba would want to affiliate in that regards with the DA. So the only thing at this point, honestly, that I feel would save the ANC would be the fact that we would be looking at having a white president from the DA. Though a cash 22, though, still a cash 22.
So we got a message here from Samson Ngambangela, right, on the WhatsApp line. He says, I'm of the view that the MK would participate in the motion of no confidence. However, they would not support a DA candidate for presidency. Rather, they'd probably have an interest on the next ANC candidate, which also seems plausible, right? Now, somebody was asking comforts while you're discussing this before we started the show, saying, what do you think Paul would do? Paul would obviously vote along party lines, so it votes the ANC. But if the motion of no confidence was unsuccessful, I guess he would then have an interest in being fielded as the next candidate, and he could go and rally up votes elsewhere. We know that the EFF likes him, and maybe the MK will support him as well. I don't know. The thing with the MK is right now they're in disarray. They're falling apart. Anybody can see this thing is imploding. So would they be able to whip up the votes? I don't know.
Well, for me, what needs to happen for ANC to survive, they have to kick out the DA from the GNU, and maybe EFF must come on board, because I don't think EFF will want to have that in their conscience, that they are the one who participated in elevating for South Africa to have a white president.
But Julius just said he would do it. So now, why are we speculating about something he's already spoken about?
Yeah, but since as a country, if DA must just dollar what they must, because Katele Lama threats, ask Katele Lama threats, what we can do as black people, can we just make sure Ugut Abantamam Klope, they never make it back into power? Because we will then be properly, lack of a better word, Abenza, whatever they want to do. Vote, don't vote, do whatever you must do, but just make sure white people are never back in power. Ngoba sikhathele. When are we going to have a country that's running? Can I make this business taking electricity at 500 rand for 128 units? What is that? Can we just have a country that's running, and can we just have leadership that are interested in making this country work? Not this infighting that's going on. My God, we're tired.
Senishwebile because bazobuya bazophatha futhi
hey akwenzeki konke okwenzakalayo akunamlungu okumela party la akunamlungu okumela party la alright Julius Malema khulume le statement asikhulumile because obviously he's trying to attract in ama negotiations na ANC yeah but umlungu ozophatha I think this guy obeka le statement is a bone free I don't think he knows what the whites did to us back then so
aya FM iyalapho manje kuzowina abelungu bazosiphatha soon masingaboni siqinise sibophica thulo abelungu bazosiphatha
and it's because nathi swazi umbuso so wenzani khona right now as black people right we have a parliamentary majority if we were just to work together but siyahluleka
uyasaza somrabaraba isibaba uRamaphosa ke manje uquphe somrabaraba uyazi ukuthi iDA nayingathebula ivote of no confidence against him iEFF neMK angeke bavume ukuphatha umuntu omhlophe so manje uyazi futhi ukuthi iDA nayingathi yayithebula le motion hayi ngeke sathembakala kwiNGU kwiGNU le yakhona Hey sizwe siyadubula mawuya phezulu siyadubula nawe yaphansi uyazi nje uRamaphosa ukuthi angeke bamthinte ke kulokho
Morning sees the world yes you actually realize ukuthi a parliament man all they ever do is just play musical chairs but ilezi into zama vote of no confidence that's all they were doing like they're just fighting against each other where in this whole mix do they factor in the citizens and the work that needs to be done. It's unfortunate that we are going to see this over and over. Bazofaka uSteyn Hayden maybe. And then after that there's going to be another motion of no confidence against him. You understand ukuthi Tina, there's nothing for the citizens. We're just going to go through all this over and over again playing musical chairs.
He'll rather do it. It's still the same. Not as if he feels like we've got a black president anyway. Hi. Afana bayenze lento vote yokubonakala because anyhow na next abana the center is not holding kuna president umkhiphe lo bona kuyaphambili ngoba whether is white or black still the same namanje but vele kunomlungu danko
hey
mina ngibona ku right ukuthi kuphatha abantu ngoba iANC they run like headless chicken ayikho into ba reliable kuyo akekho umuntu responsible of anything ku ANC so mabaphatha belungu bafika hey
it's very often that as people we do things and then when the repercussions happen we want to act as victims but no one at least steps back and takes accountability for but we are in this mess because I did 1 2 3 and we are in this mess because the ANC has been playing us for years. So literally, if you look far back at the two past elections and what the ANC has done for the country, they've literally been in a process of handing over this power back to white people. So now that we are at, you know, at that point where it's going to happen, we all act like, no, it can't happen. It's going to happen. And you know who's to blame? The ANC that we kept voting for. They did it themselves.
Sizwe mhlambe siyamdinga umlungu abo mama Ramaphosa they've got nothing to lose into bayenzayo nje ukudlala ngathi nje yazi ukudlala ngathi so it is irritating because it's like we going back and forth back and forth in fact we're not even going back and forth usime endaweni one asizazi whether siya left siya right kwayena nje uRamaphosa nje uyadidiza nje yo ngapha yena uyazi ukuthi uright people are suffering out there people are suffering I'm telling you this country the way bayirana ngakhona abantu bazoza basuke bangena ezindlini kulabo abasebenzayo kulabo aba afford ukuthenga ama groceries bazobuya futhi bazobabamba inkunzi it's where we are in this country you can see there's so many criminals out there like ama heists every day It's because of lombuso sikuyo sizwe. We really need to have a way forward as a country. Mhlambe umlungu siyamdinga.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.